Squads later, we're getting comments on that too. But meanwhile, one of the largest care providers in the UK has not been paying its staff the minimum wage. That information comes from an internal company document seen by the BBC. And it's prompted HMRC to open an investigation into the My Home Care office in Penarth in South Wales. But there are concerns the issue is much more widespread. The think tank, the Resolution Foundation, has warned that as many as 1 in 10 people who make home care visits to the elderly are being paid below the minimum wage. At the heart of the problem is travel time. The pay of carers slips below £6.50 an hour because they're not always paid for the time it takes to travel from one home to another. Seems obvious, doesn't it? But it's a problem that's particularly marked in rural areas. As a result, carers are faced with a stark choice. Leave an appointment early to make it to the next person on time, which is a practice known as clipping, or run late and then risk not being paid for the time the job has actually taken you. BBC reporter Zoe Conway has been speaking to two workers who used to work for My Home Care at another branch in Wales, where distances between properties can't be covered in the 5 minutes allowed for travel time.
It's going to take us 25 minutes and we're going 16.1 miles and we've got 5 minutes to do it in.
But it's clear from the sat-nav they need much longer.
OK, well, it looks like your time's up.
Yeah, it is, and we're nowhere near. We're literally in the middle of nowhere.
You've had your 5 minutes.
I've had my 5 minutes.
Where are you?
On a country road between a place called Llanabri and St Clair's, when I should be at the other end of Carmarthen.
Hiya, come
Hello.
In. You okay?
Yeah, you're
right. Things?
At Claire's house, I meet another ex-My Home Care employee, Emma.
Yeah, she's
better than what they were.
Definitely.
They both say stress, long hours, and the practice of clipping or cutting short visits led to them resigning from the company.
Bear in mind that perhaps for some of them, we were the only people they spoke to in that day. And then we're running out of there after 15, 20 minutes because we know the travelling time to the next call is more than the travelling time we've been allowed. Mm-hmm. It does, it breaks your heart.
And one of the carers described how she was paid a minimal sum for a supervisory role.
For my on-call, we'd work 5 o'clock in the afternoon until 11 o'clock in the night, and we were back on-call 6 o'clock the following morning till 9 o'clock the following morning, and for that, we had £10.
For this £10, she would take calls from clients, their families and other carers.
The majority of calls were from families saying that the carers were late, or the carers had gone early from the call.
So to deal with families who were often upset, to help the carers, you were being paid just over £1 an hour.
Yes, that's right.
Well, it's an amazing story. Are you a carer who's paid for contact but not travel? Did you face this difficult choice between keeping appointments and being out of pocket? Let's talk to our reporter Zoe Conway, who got the scoop here. And it's amazing what they're having to go through, and the stress must be incredible for them.
Absolutely. It was a really moving interview, actually, meeting these two women, because they really do care about the elderly people they visit. They build up a relationship with them. And one of them actually broke down at one point because she worried about the kind of quality of life, particularly for some of the dementia patients, clients who really do need some kind of human warmth in their lives. And yet these carers are running around cutting these visits short, sometimes in half. You know, the elderly woman might be entitled to half an hour of a visit, and the carers have got to get to the next appointment, so they might only give her 15 minutes and they might be the only person she sees all day.
And the 15 minutes then is used for what?
Well, it depends. If it's a morning visit, they might have 45 minutes to get somebody washed in bed, to give them their medication, to clean them their teeth, and to check that they've taken their medication, to feed them, to give them breakfast. And you can just imagine, perhaps do their washing, and you can just imagine the carer rushing around trying to get all of that done in 45 minutes whilst watching the clock and wondering how they're going to get to the other lady down the lane, 16 miles away, who is waiting and is getting stressed because they're not there.
But I thought the law said that you have to include travel time as part of the clock when you pay the person.
Yes, but the whole system relies on the companies and the councils being honest about how long all these journeys are taking, because the companies come up with their, submit their bids and say it'll only take 5 minutes to get from A to B. And, you know, the question is how much are the councils actually monitoring all of this? Are they really checking how long these journeys take? It's not just about the companies. It is also about the councils monitoring all of this. And because, of course, you know, the politics of all of this is very difficult. To a certain extent, you could argue that some councils perhaps are turning rather a blind eye.
And if it's a private company offering the service and the council has subcontracted to them, the private company wants to make a profit. So I guess that they will always try to shrink those journey times. There's no way around that.
Yeah, I mean, actually, a lot of the companies are bringing in these software companies to come in and design their rotors to get those travel times down to the absolute bare minimum. I mean, they are paying software consultants to get those journey times down. I mean, in terms of profit, you raise an interesting point. In terms of whether if My Home Care ever had to pay arrears, national minimum wage arrears, to any of its workers, you'll be interested to know that My Home Care made £8 million last year, and the company that owns them, Mighty, which is a huge company, an outsourcing company, they made £49 million last year. So just in terms of if they did ever have to pay arrears, they have got a bit of money in the piggy bank.
Right, indeed. And is there a rural issue here? Is this partly because people are in well, we were broadcasting from Wales yesterday, as it happens, and the landscape maybe doesn't help councils provide services. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, you know, there are stories all over the country of elderly people who can't get care companies to come to their house because it's just not economical for that company to come there. If you've got very complex needs, let's say perhaps you've got dementia, you're quite severely disabled, you might need four carers for every single visit. Now, if you need three visits a day for breakfast, lunch and to be put to bed, you can see how that becomes rather costly. And it does actually have a huge knock-on effect in terms of hospitals. It causes bed blocking. You have elderly people stuck in hospital for weeks on end because the hospital can't find a care company willing to take them on.
Did you also have a story about somebody whose car broke down and they were helped by a colleague who didn't get paid for it? What was that?
Oh, this was really quite shocking. One of the carers had this supervisory role. So she stays at home and for over a 9-hour period, she's on call, helping carers, helping the families who are calling up, you know, worried about their relatives. And she got called by a carer who had a burst tyre. And so she couldn't finish her round. So this lady who I interviewed, who was incredibly conscientious and worried about the clients, you know, rushed to her, got her in her car and with her finished, you know, helped her finish her round, drove her round. Now, she got paid £1.11 an hour for doing that. It took her 3 hours to help this woman finish her round. She got £1.11.
Thank you very much indeed. Fascinating to hear about how these carers get from appointment to appointment in rural areas.